Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Kara Sorrells, 911 Communications Director for Washington County, during this National Telecommunicators Week. This is part one of a two-part interview.
This week is National Communications Week, and for those who may not be familiar with what work you do, can you kind of give us a glimpse of what a dispatcher does here in Washington County?
Sure. This is the answering point for anyone who has any kind of a problem, either that lives in the county or, I guess, traveling through the county. So we get just as many calls now on cell phones as we do on landlines, so probably more, in effect. And it used to be, when I first started, that we'd get, you know, maybe one call from somebody, an accident happened in front of their house, and now we probably get 10 because everybody driving by, you know, sees the accident. So this is kind of the spot that everybody calls, and then we have to figure out what resources to send.
So when somebody is in an emergency themselves, whether it's a car wreck or a house fire, this is the first voice they hear when they call 911.
Yep, this is the first voice we hear, and then we have to decide, you know, what protocol to follow and how many people to send to help them.
And what's the training like to become a dispatcher?
We can do on-the-job training, but unfortunately it takes 3 to 4 months. And even after 3 to 4 months of training and trying to prepare them for everything, they're not prepared for everything, because then something will come along that they haven't touched on since the beginning of their training, or, you know, some kind of crazy scenario that we didn't touch on at all, and they have to decide, you know, how to respond.
And are there some instances that happen once in a career? I know that Johnson County just had a plane crash last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. We have plane crashes. I know one of my people that is still here, but when she was training, we kept training her for accidents, and she never really had a serious accident until the first time we left her on her own, and then it ends up being a triple fatality on 218. So, you know, that kind of, you know, is something that you take you by surprise.
How heavy is that to carry around? Is that something that you work with during the training?
Yes, we try to work on that. We try to work on how to handle that, because really you can't react to it until later after it all calms down. So it is kind of hard. And I think people that work here will tell you the calls that are probably the worst are, you know, calls with children or children involved, or sometimes folks, elderly folks, you know, those kind of things, they do weigh on you, and it makes you appreciate your family a lot more when you go home.
And for quite a while here, you were short-staffed. How are things going in that department?
Well, they're getting better. We are still short-staffed. I still need to hire one more full-time person. We have 2 full-time in training right now, so that's interesting, too, because, you know, the ones that are left here, we are trying to train and work at the same time. So we're still not over the hump, but we're getting better.
And you talked a little bit about how cell phones have played a part now. Has technology changed this job in the recent years, whether it's cell phone usage or text messaging or GPS location?
It sure has. Initially, when I started, however many years ago, we would take calls for service and we would have this postcard that was on triplicate. We'd write it all down. We'd rip a copy of the top off. We'd give it to an officer. Now everything is computerized. We have to talk and type at the same time when we're taking the call for service. You have to make sure to look at your screen so that you know where the location was. Make sure that matches what they're saying. And yes, we're getting ready to take text messages. After that will be video. So, I mean, it just continues to change. And in talking about how it affects an operator, you know, we hear it now, but what happens when someone sends us a video of a horrific accident or a scene, or, you know, I just killed my wife? That's going to take it to a new realm, I think.
That's been today's Washington Page with 911 Communications Director Kara Sorrells for Washington County, speaking with KCII News during this National Telecommunicators Week. This is part one of a two-part interview.